one or two tears. Someone who hears through well-worn ears. Self-sufficient she appears, despite her fears. She's my Grandma Haven, born in St. George in 1905. Helen inherited talents alive, a mother with a beautiful voice and a good-looking dad. She soon lost all she had. 94 years, one or two tears. Someone who hears through well-worn ears. Self-sufficient she appears, despite her fears. She's my Grandma Haven. Charlotte Marie died later that year. Mom and Papa Morris adopted her as theirs, with a new big sister Flo, who raised her as her own. Helen was a spoiled one. 94 years, one or two tears. Someone who hears through well-worn ears. Self-sufficient she appears, despite her fears. She's my Grandma Haven, raised with the well-to-do. She was given lots of presents, dolls, a violin, and her mission became her essence. She typed for Papa Morris when she returned from California. She became the sea keeper of secrets. 94 years, one or two tears. Someone who hears through well-worn ears. Self-sufficient she appears, despite her fears. She's my Grandma Haven. She married Paul Haven, an original Dixie flyer, a little wild a cowboy, almost a Las Vegas land buyer. They had 3 kids, Pauline, Tony, and Glenn. She settled in and supported them. 94 years, one or two tears. Someone who hears through well-worn ears. Self-sufficient she appears, despite her fears. She's my Grandma Haven, an inheritance from Papa Morris allowed them to buy Calf Springs Ranch. It became heaven on earth as they worked to enhance, with cattle, horses, flowers, and strawberry plants. We had good times at the ranch. 94 years, one or two tears. Someone who hears 36 years ago, a fatality of nuclear tests. Grandma traveled across the world, weaving a quest. Internationally known, she always was the best. And she welcomed many guests. 94 years, one or two tears. Someone who hears through well-worn ears. Self-sufficient she appears, despite her fears. She's my Grandma Haven. Son of a bitch, words that kept her going. Course in her speech, her heart pure gold. She could not believe what had happened to her hometown. Eyewitness to the coming age. 94 years, one or two tears. Someone who hears through well-worn ears. Self-sufficient she appears, despite her fears. She's my Grandma Haven. She's my Grandma.